I want to take you to someone you will enjoy this afternoon. Such a blessing to so many people all around South Africa. And that's my privilege and pleasure this afternoon to introduce to you to Heinrich Hamid Clark. Hein Clark. And he was born on the 15th of May 1980. And he is a man who's written a beautiful book. I can tell you, this is really something so extraordinary. And the book is called What's Your Testimony by Heinrich Clark. Hein, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, sir.
Hey, good afternoon to me, and good afternoon to the listeners all across South Africa and around the world.
It's such a pleasure and a privilege to have you on air this afternoon, Hein. And let's start. You come from a small little place in the Noordkaap. Tell us about that little place.
Yes, Dominic. I was born and bred in Cordonia Hospital in Upington, where I was the firstborn of Frank and Anna Marie Clark. And being six of us, what a privilege and an honor to grow up in such a small place. Growing up there, my father and mother had to come and look for work in the Gauteng area, and I remained behind in Bloemsmond. And that's where my journey began.
And there's a beautiful story, Hein, about a man of God who helped your parents with you and told them God has got big plans for you. Tell us about that story.
The main story, I cannot hear you too clearly.
What I'm saying is you have a wonderful testimony about a man who told your parents that God has got big plans for you when you were a little boy.
Yes, 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 Dominic. So when my journey started, the devil wanted me dead from my birth. My parents were having some challenges with me, and a man of God known to them at that specific point in time came when a few days after I was born, and he prayed for what was happening, where my parents thought that I was going to die. And immediately thereafter, stuff changed in my life. And from there onwards, as I've mentioned, my parents moved to Johannesburg looking for work, and I was left with my aunt. And at the age of 7 years old, when I was working in a field there, that's when I first heard the voice of God speaking directly to me. People might not understand how, or I might not be able to explain best how, but God spoke to me and he says, "My son, I've got the vision with your life. You just hold on to what I'm saying to you today."
And throughout your life, the Lord gave you pointers, as you point out. You had car accidents. Tell us the journey that the Lord took you through the pointers in your life.
Yes, Jimmy. Just before I started, Jimmy, I just want to first and foremost just acknowledge the scripture that I'm about to read. That is just a starting point to what has been going on in my life. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 8, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord. Yeah. Share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." So that has been my motivation of word from that age. So growing up in that area, I don't know what has happened. We used to go and carry water from, it was on the cover of the book, from a canal. And a few times we would take a washing day. And even in that canal, we started off, a few times some snakes tried to bite me, a few scorpions, because it's like a very, very rural area. But I survived all of it. Growing up, the Lord started using me to minister at a very young age, not understanding what this is all about, to minister to different people. I would go, and specifically the Lord would take me and do some motivation, or go and give some stuff to people. At that point in time, not knowing all of these things, I allowed just the Holy Spirit to lead me. But growing up, I want to come to a point where the full journey of what your testimony actually started. So when I reached the age of 15, being at the Oranjezig school, being one of the top students and having opportunity for three bursaries, and All I ever wanted to study was to become a Dominie growing up in a Ebenezer Congregational Church.
Yes.
For some reason, that didn't happen. And that's where the twist of my life started. And I started going down. And this is where What's Your Testimony actually came about.
Isn't it wonderful to acknowledge the path and the pointers that the Lord God Almighty allows in our lives by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring us through a lot of suffering many a times to accept that the loss is gain so that God's plan will succeed in our lives. Now tell us about this book. Before we come to the book, I want to ask you, the cover of the book has the photo of the canal where you had many, many trials and tribulations in the rural area. Tell us about that photo on the book. The book is called What's Your Testimony?
Yes, for me, so there's a specific chapter in the book. It's called Memory Lane, Going Down Memory Lane. So growing up in that area, to me, and this is what I want to share with the viewers out there, for someone that might be going through the same thing. It does not matter where you come from, what rural area you come from, because in the area where I grew up in, there was only two TVs, and we had to visit people to watch programs on TV. And sometimes you had to pay 1 cent or do some tasks to be able to watch TV. And that came to this bigger vision that the Lord gave me about the What's Your Testimony program on TV. But just to come to that point, to me, I want to just share with the beloved that in that time of this poverty, where English was a language that we could not speak. So we were always afraid to speak English. Growing up in a strictly Afrikaans area, English was, as I say, a bit of a challenge. And because of that, a lot of times when I actually moved to Joburg to start speaking in school, I could not speak English. And that was such a challenge for me, coming from that rural area and into this city life. People now speak English, and you then or rather stay away from speaking to people. So the journey in that is that people throughout the world must know that irrespective of your background, where you come from, we always need to remain focused on what God has in store for us. So the journey, as I said, of What's Your Testimony started when I had 10 different car accidents, where I've seen people in the past die of those car accidents. I've had numerous times, as I say, where people try to kill me in different ways. I can't share that information because of sensitivity. But all of those kind of things were going on at a specific point in time.
Now, over the years, Hein, you collected, well, over the past 20 years, you, under God's direction, compiled testimonies of people to the glory of the Lord, and you've put them together in this book called What's Your Testimony? Now, share a few of these wonderful stories that you have compiled with us this afternoon.
Yes, yes, Jimmy. So, I want to start in 1996, where Konrad Hollenbach, one of the older gentleman that was doing my homes, he actually started with the testimony also at some stage, where he was also very sick at that point in time, but the way in which the Lord has just restored him at a specific time. And I said to myself, Lord, if this man could have been healed or dead, what an awesome thing. Then I started recording at the boarding school, because I was attending boarding school in Oranjezig, where different challenges were happening to people, and God was just doing amazing things where he healed and restored some people that were at the boarding school that were disturbed by spirits, some that were sick, some that were healed instantly. I went and visited some churches. I started recording. Coming from a Ebenezer congregational background church, I would often visit some other churches, and I would see the power of God is some churches. I would see how people got healed and people got saved and delivered. I've seen and recorded a testimony of another brother who prayed for someone, and the Lord healed the person from the same disease, and that was from the rest, and that's also part of the thing that I've recorded. I've seen people, myself, my own leg has grown. I've seen my hair grow instantly. I've recorded people that were deaf, people that were blind, people that could not talk, that could start talking. And due to, as I say, the sensitivity of, I did not mention all the names, but I've got like tons of books of this. This is called What's Your Testament Encounters, and this is book one, and Exchanges book one. Because unfortunately, I could not fit all those testings, because I've been recording over 10,000, if I'm not mistaken, of testimonies and preaching that I've been recording. So just to come to specific ones in our personal life, just for the viewers to listen and receive from this, is the way in which the Lord brought me back unto Him, where I said, after I left God, so many people don't realize it, but they get caught up in the bondage of unforgiveness towards God or towards people. And I was trapped in that bondage, and the Lord had to heal me again to get over that bondage of unforgiveness towards God. And many of us are trapped in that.
Hein, tell us about your family. You have two little kids. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so the way that the Lord has blessed us, doctors used to say to us that we will not have any children. We got married in 2011. We were struggling for a few years, and we've seen some doctors. We lost five kids, and some said we will not have children. Sure. At one stage, our gynae that the Lord has also blessed us with in a vision wanted to help us and assist us praying for to put the sperm in the egg together to have a baby. And I said to him, unfortunately, Doc, that's not what the Lord spoke to me about. And this man was so moved by that faith that we had, and he said, okay, we'll continue. And then we prayed. And as we continued to pray, because the Lord gave a specific word to my wife and I, that we need to go to the church, like what Hannah did, and go to the church and go pray at the church. And a few weeks thereafter, my wife was pregnant. And the Saturday when we just found out that she was pregnant, I had a car accident here in town, near Library Gardens. And the amazing thing was, I got out of the car and I just fell down on my knees and I thanked the Lord for what He has done. Our baby was born 2 months premature. But I thank the Lord for the wonderful company that I work with, Standard Bank, for the support in the medical aid bill, because the medical aid bill was quite expensive. The Lord has blessed us with it. So I don't want to give too much information of what all that entails. And also with the second born, the doctor saw that this boy of us was 94% Down syndrome. And once again, we went and we laid the situation before the Lord, and the Lord completely just changed the situation around. And there, our son is all healthy. One thing that I want to just share with the viewers, another couple was married for 10 years, and they could not have children. And the Lord also permitted us to just go and minister unto them. And the Lord has done an amazing thing. They have a beautiful son, and people can read all about that story and what God has done in their life.
What's Your Journey? And that's the beautiful, wonderful book written by Heinrich H. Clark. Heinrich Clark, What's Your Testimony? Heinrich, where can our listeners get hold of this beautiful book?
So we're having the book launch on next week, Saturday.
Yes.
The 4th of April. It will be out in Canada at the Memoir Elegante venue. And also, the book will be available on Amazon as well as Kindle Books, under the publishing editors of Par Excellence.
Under the publishers of Par Excellence. And go and get this book. What's Your Testimony? Heinrich Clark. Hein, thank you so much for taking time this afternoon, speaking to us at Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit. May the Lord God bless you, and may this be such a blessing to so many people. And thank you for all that you have done and plowed into God's kingdom, Hein.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you to your viewers. The nerves is killing me.
Now you're going to go and have a lovely cup of tea or coffee and just relax. You did an excellent, wonderful interview, Hein, so don't allow your nerves to tell you otherwise. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Dominic.
God bless, Hein.